And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back. Hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup coming your way in the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. Also on that Let's Talk Hookup app, man. Today has been a very fun morning. Brand new to the show, Captain Dave Ibrahim from the Tomahawk and Captain Frank Lopresti. We're talking fishing, talking bluefin, inshore, offshore, and we got another full hour to do it. Been a very busy morning. Lots of great phone calls, lots of great texts, Corey, and we're going to keep doing it.
It's been fun for sure. And, it's the first time I've met Dave, maybe for some of you listeners too, but with that in mind, there's been a ton of texts, Rick, talking about fishing with Dave, and they've been out with him and fished with him on other boats too, and just what a good captain he is. And if you want to text the show, you can do that via the app, only through the app, or you can give us a call. There is one open line right now. It's been pretty packed the whole time. One open line, 213-432-1090, and we're giving away a full-day trip to fish with Dave, a day-and-a-half trip on the Tomahawk. And I bet if somebody wanted to upgrade that to a two-day or something like that, they'd probably
or
put
a three-day.
There you go. Put a few dollars down, right?
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Sounds good.
It's been a great morning, been tremendously busy and lots of fun. But, yeah, like Corey said, we have our first open phone line since the start of the show. So if you want it, it's yours, 213-432-1090. Another fun text came through. And, again, more about the boat, Dave. This is, good morning, guys. Does the Tomahawk have showers on board? Also, in this new post-COVID era, do we need to bring pillows, blankets, linens, et cetera? Could you give us a rundown on what to expect for our upcoming trips? That's all from Ron in San Diego.
So on the shower note, we do have a shower. We hold 600 gallons of fresh water. And as for the blankets and pillows, I think we are going to keep that same thing. So bringing your own bedding, comfortable pillow, sleeping bag usually work the best. Put those in the trash bag and carry them all the way down. I think that would be good. But, yeah, we'd have plenty of hot water, big water heater, and a fully functional stand-in shower.
Yet again, another feature of the Tomahawk. Like we said, everything about that boat's big. The bunks are big. Same exact thing goes along with your heads. I mean, they're big. They're comfortable to use. And, how nice on a day-and-a-half trip after getting taken out by your big fish and big long trip to grab a hot shower before you rack out. Pretty darn nice.
One thing you got to remember is, like you said, you have 600 gallons of water. It's not a long range boat.
Right.
Got to remember that. So when you get into the shower, it's a Navy type shower. All right. You turn the water on. You get wet.
Yep.
You shed it off. You soap down. You turn it on and rinse off, and you feel great.
That's it.
Okay? But if you're in there to take a long, comfortable, hot shower, then somebody's not going to get it.
The first multi-day trip I ever went on, I think I was 12 or 13 year old, my dad and I went on the RP, and Frank talked about that. You know, it was you ran the trip. It was you and Steve were both on the boat, and it was the first time I ever went on there, as you go through, like, this is how it works, and this is what it was, and, you know, man, I remember, like, being a kid, like, not thinking that I was going to get in trouble, but, like, I've never taken a shower with less water than my life. You know, this guy is, like, telling you, this is how it's done. You know, be courteous to the guy. Be courteous to the guy next to you. And, man, ever since then, like, that was – I would wager that I can get that done with the least amount with a water bottle, you know.
Yeah, right.
Like, you know, I didn't know. I was a little kid at the time you heard that, and I took that to heart. Like, I was going to run the boat out of water and didn't want to be the guy to do that. But, yeah, that's been a lot of fun. Well, hey, let's Corey, let's jump back into the phones. They're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Dave.
Yeah, let's do it, Rick. Ryan calling from Irvine. Thanks for joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, Ryan.
Good morning, guys. My question for Frank and Dave are, given the limitations of both of your boats, what is your favorite trips to run and why?
Yeah, great question.
Yeah, good one.
Yeah, definitely good. I'd say for me, obviously, the Tomahawk being a 1 to 3 day boat, I'd have to say those 2.5 day trips, 2.5 day and 3 day trips. And I mean, it kind of gives you that broad, you know, time frame of being able to, say, conquer the bluefin one night and, you know, kind of venture to do the kilt patty yellowtail Dorado thing. So at least getting the best of both worlds and having the time to do so. So I'd say for sure a 2.5 day, 3 day at prime.
More time, more opportunity to get it done.
Exactly.
And the more days you're on the water, the more likely you're going to bump into one of those days when the conditions all meet and the fish wants to bite and you're in the right position, and it just the more opportunity you get, the better. Three day better than a two day, a 5 day better than a 4 day, a 10 day better than a 7 day. It's all of it is time and opportunity.
Exactly. And that's one thing too. I mean, if you have a group of guys that want to charter the boat, please feel free. And I definitely want to try to build that side of it, you know, charters and having some good guys on the boat.
What does the charter schedule look like? Because you're right. I mean, you know, you taking the boat over, are there opportunity? I mean, are there some, you know, weekend days? Are there some summer opportunities? What's charter schedule like with you taking the boat over?
There is some good charter dates available. Weekends, I know that's always a favorite. But definitely a good amount of dates available. I know Fisherman's Landing posted up the new schedule starting March 1st, as you mentioned earlier. And then it's also on the TomahawkSportFishing.com website as well. So, yeah, check it out. Check out rates. Call Fisherman's Landing. They're going to be a huge part of supporting me here when I'm out on the water. So chartering the boat, things as such, yeah.
If somebody wants to go right now, you can book a trip.
Right now.
You can jump online starting March 1st. You're running, and March 1st will be whatever the opportunity gives us. It might be bluefin fishing. You might be going down coastal yellowtail cod fishing.
Exactly.
But you're running.
That was the thought of it, too, is when I made this schedule and posted it starting March 1st, I didn't want to be on the back end of it. I felt like last year, you know, just going through the boat stuff, maintenance and all that stuff that the boat went through last year, the boat didn't start till mid-June, so I wasn't going to have that happen again. I want to definitely be a part of this early season fishing if it's there, and that's why those trips are there.
I think that's the smartest thing you could. There's so much to be said about going early, getting on the boat, having fun, developing a rapport with the crew. I love coastal yellowtail fishing, so if that's what we did, great. If it was bluefin fishing, great. But, you know, a guy starts riding the tomahawk, and he loves the food, and he loves the bunk. I mean, that just becomes your guy from there on out.
Exactly. Building that bond. It's, you know,
totally.
Good memories.
So, you know, if you happen to look at the schedule and you see he's got an open party trip schedule that doesn't have any people on it and you'd like to charter it, call the landing.
Yeah.
Okay, because those trips can be chartered.
Sure.
If there's not anybody.
That's cool.
So.
Hey, good phone caller. I appreciate that very much. How about another great text? Good morning. This is Kaylee from Chula Vista. Really looking forward out to going this year, and I haven't fished on the Tomahawk. Can you tell me a little bit about the sleeping arrangements? And then for both Frank and for Dave, can you tell me the best meal that your chef brings to the table? I'm a bit of a foodie.
So for the sleeping arrangements, it's all open bunks on the Tomahawk. And earlier in the show, I mentioned we do have a couple handfuls of the double-wide bunks, and what they have is a curtain. So laying your bunk, slide the curtain closed, and that's pretty much the style of it. As much as we all love staterooms, this style of boat, it's pretty much all open bunks. But again, I mean, it's
nice privacy.
It's roomy, yeah.
And if somebody was making a reservation, can you reserve one of those? I mean, first come, first serve kind of thing, right?
It has been the first come, first serve thing. So when you're checking in at the landing, you know, they give you the bunk spreadsheet and you pick it like that. But I wouldn't see a problem with that at all. If there's a bunk you like, once you do ride the boat and start the favorite one, we could definitely make that happen.
I like it.
That's cool.
That's it.
What about favorite food? You guys have a favorite meal that the chefs provide for you? Frank, that's got to be possibly tough with all the great chefs you've had over the years. And I know, again, food is, I know, a big thing for you guys too, Dave.
Yeah, you know, I love good food, don't get me wrong, but the meal I keep thinking of is the short ribs, garlic mash, and asparagus. It's just the way that he cooks his short ribs, it just melts.
That's awesome.
Oh,
I'm not going to lie.
So
I eat double portions of that.
I have to agree with him.
Really?
Short ribs are fat.
Wow.
Well, on the RP, there's several meals that I really love. But, you know, it was amazing. We have some new chefs on the boat. And this last trip, everybody that came off the boat was complimenting how great the food was, you know, which was really means so much to me. And then now and then you get the trip that comes in and the guy says, well, the food was mediocre and nothing is just bums me out more. So, you know, no, there's just too many different.
Yeah, I'm sure. I believe it.
You know, people love the prime rib. I'm not a big fan of prime rib, but we always serve prime rib. We serve several different types of steaks. We serve good food.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way. Poke bowls.
Oh, I can see that being a favorite. Yep. I, in one of my, you know, having rode the RP a number of times, the food is so good. Sometimes my favorite was like a big chicken salad for lunch, or just some kind of traditional comfort food. You know, they your chefs are so talented. Sauces, everything made from scratch, fresh bread made every morning, that kind of thing. That everyone, you know, and those are the things that you know that I would say I enjoy the most. But boy, having those for 7 or 8 days, sometimes a cheeseburger at lunch became like a wow, this is killer.
Yeah. Everybody loves a good cheeseburger.
Yeah, totally. Oh,
and you know, one of the things that I know David can do over there on the Tomahawk is if you have a charter and you have special requests, I'm sure they'll be able to accommodate you.
Yeah.
But you need to let them know in advance.
Sure.
Okay? If there's certain things that you really want to have, they will do their best to accommodate
you. And by chartering the vessel, you have that kind of means of working with
that's
Dave,
right.
And,
yeah,
and changing
right.
up
exactly.
something that you might
that's
want
cool.
to change.
Real quick, too, just to finish off, going back to Kaylee's original thing, Carl from the landing just shot me a message saying that, indeed, they do have the ability set up to reserve a bunk at the time of reservation
oh,
if you
cool.
prefer. So if you sure. know, it, like you said, if you've been on the boat before and you know you like, you know, whatever it is, bunk number six, or you have a favorite, that they definitely have the ability to do that for you at the time of deposit. If once your spot's paid for, you've got the shot to do it.
Which is nice, because if you're, you know, a taller guy like myself and you want a double wide to be able to kind of roll around and stretch out, it's a good way to do it.
There it's it. Got to get the bunk before, yeah. Someone else gets it.
One question that we do get from time to time for guys, and maybe I'll preemptive and ask, is there any electrical in the bunk room?
There
you
is.
Know, we get guys, you know, talking about CPAP machines and things like that.
Yeah.
Is there any accommodations for that?
Yeah, on both sides, it's a bunk room that connects in the center, so it's basically a big U. And on both sides of the bunk room, there's three plug-ins on
cool.
both sides. There are GFIs. So yeah, call it 8-9 plugs.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Perfect.
Right on.
We were talking food, Rick, and I've got a good text here I can't help but read, and it comes from Rex in Rancho Santa Margarita, and appreciate you sending in the text here, Rex. And it says, good morning, guys. A Tomahawk is one of my favorite boats, always very fishy, and the food is always spectacular. A few months ago, I took my family to a very expensive La Jolla waterfront restaurant. And while the food and the service were excellent, on the way home, my son and I agreed it wasn't as good as the dinners we got on the last two-day trip on the Tomahawk.
I like that.
That's a good one, Rex, for sure.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, hey, with that, Corey, it's time to find out what's got, and we got your saltwater guide standing by this morning.
Well, I think that might be your saltwater guide there, Rick. And it's brought to you by Fishman's Processing in San Diego, and they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns, plus fish pros to market. I have to mention this. I made pork chops last night, Rick, on the good old Traeger, and used the Fisherman's Processing or the Gourmet.
The Fish Pro Gourmet?
I used the lemon pepper.
Okay.
And they turned out the best I've done. I've done it probably 20 times on the Traeger. It was the best they've ever come out. So you can pick up that and their poke kit, their tuna burgers, all their spices and rubs at their Old Town location on Taylor Street. Or you can order online at fishmansprocessing.com. And we've mentioned this for 9 months now. You must make reservations for fish processing. If you've got a trip coming up on the RP this year, any of the boats, you know you've got a charter group going with Dave on the Tomahawk, you must make fish processing reservations, 619-255-3128.
And you know what? That goes for all of the processors. Please don't come to Frank and say, Frank, I need a favor. And then I have to go to Sean or go to Drew and say, Drew, this guy's a good guy. He forgot to make. No, don't even come to me, please.
Text right now.
Get it done now.
Text Fisherman's Processing at 619-255-3128.
It should be the phone call you make when you hang up with Monica, when you hang up with Jen, when you, whatever, you hang up with Dave.
Whatever boat, yeah. H&M, Fisherman's, Point Loma, whatever. When you know when you're going fishing, your next call should be your processing, unless you're going to flay them yourself.
619-255-3128. You can just send him a text message. It's as easy as that. You can text to that, hey, I'm going on this trip. I just booked. I'm on the RP on an 8-day in July. That's it. Easy as that. And then, Sean will get back to you. Melanie will get back to you. However it is, I make it very easy.
Pretty clean.
You got it. Hey, we got your saltwater guide, Captain Dave Hansen.
Well, good morning, Frank, Dave, Corey, Rick. Thanks for having me on the show today. We were talking to Gundy a little bit ago about that rain and adding all the stuff into the water. Well, it does nothing but make everything better. It's one of the best things that could happen to the ocean. And when this is all done, you're going to be surprised at how clean this water becomes along the coast, because you add all those nutrients and all that stuff in there. Like Gundy was saying, all the bait fish come in, start feeding. Corey was talking about the halibut. Well, you look at what the half-day boats down there in San Diego did and up in L.A. the last couple of days with this nice weather. Really fun fishing. Sand bass, calico bass, sculpin, whitefish. It's just all of a sudden, bam, right back to it. Even though we had all that crazy weather and everything, as soon as the weather stopped, fishing came right back. It's amazing how the ocean bounces right back, and all this rain and all this runoff is so good for it. And then the big news is the lobster fishing. The lobster fishing right now, for all our members and everybody up and down the coast, the lobster fishing right now is absolutely incredible. Lots of big lobsters. Lobsters are crawling all over the place. Everything's happening. And then the halibut fishing, a bunch of my members have been fishing that halibut the last couple of days around the pipes. And doing fairly well, lots of shorts, just lots of activity. It's amazing. It's just amazing. You'd think, oh, my gosh, we got all that rain. The water looks like a cup of coffee. Well, it bounced right back very quickly. It's amazing how healthy the ocean gets after all this rain. So all I can tell you is you got to get out there, you got to go fishing, and you got to make reservations. You got Frank in there and Dave, and they're talking. The Tomahawk has open dates. That's crazy, because – there's not going to be a lot of open dates, so you better jump on them as soon as you can, because everybody wants to go fishing, and they're going to go fishing.
No doubt about it, Dave. Well, a great job, a great report, as always, and certainly some fun stuff always happening on your website, on your social media, all the how-to videos that you produce, all the great stuff down below. If somebody wants to keep in touch with your saltwater guide, how do we do it?
Gang, look me up on any piece of social media you possibly have, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. I'm on everything. 3 brand new videos every single day, and then my website, yoursaltwaterguide.com. We just try to keep the enthusiasm of fishing going as hard as we can.
Well, you do a great job at it, buddy. Dave, appreciate it very much. Great report. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on the show. See ya.
Got a great info. And if you want to keep up to date with what's biting out there, fishdope.com, you can save $20 off of a new membership by using the code HOOKUPNOW. HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space, saves you $20 on a new membership. And, boy, ins and outs, weather reports, pertinent information, all of that, all available at fishdope.com. Dave, appreciate it very much. Corey, let's jump back into the phones.
Let's do it. How about Ed? Ed from Mira Mesa. Good morning, Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hey. Good morning, guys. Hey, I got a couple questions. One is, I'm trying to figure out how to get a hold of the marine forecast down Baja Coast, like San Quintin, Ensenada, and that. I haven't been able to find a good website for that. And my second one is Corey, are you going to have a booth at the Fred Hall Show?
Well, I'll answer the first there, and it's actually going to be the Bart Hall shows, and Bart is carrying on the tradition of the, you know, quote-unquote Hall shows, and previously his dad, who was Fred Hall, and I will not have a booth there this year. I just decided the take a step back, you know, from that for this year, and it's just the way it is.
Us as retailers are all stoked because it means Corey has more time to pour some more baits for us.
We really
poured the coals to poor Corey this year. But
I would bring seriously 20 to 25 totes of product, and it is a monumental task. Like, I cannot even describe to you. And at the same moment, every shop was banging down the door trying to get that same product. So it's just, it for this year, it eliminates a ton of stress.
Give you an opportunity to take care of your customers, your retail customers.
As you at Fishman's Landing, the Longfin, Save on Tackle, and beyond.
We did him dirty. We got all the crew together on a rainy day, and we rearranged our whole plastic case, and we gave Corey like this wish list that was just that no one guy should have to pour that level of baits. But we got a lot of guys that really like that type of fishing, and it was colors and shapes and sizes, and I really like this, and Vince really likes that, and Brandon really likes this one, and it's a lot, man.
You know, I don't feel sorry for Corey.
No, not at all.
He doesn't look overworked to me.
Not at all. I'll tell you what, I am very grateful, as Dave's sitting across from me right here having the tomahawk, I am extremely grateful and thankful that I do something I enjoy.
Yeah.
I love what I do,
totally.
Period. You
That's
know?
Awesome. And it shows.
The dirtiest part of the whole thing with Doug Kern was he gave me a call, said, come on down, I want to meet with you, I just want to show you this. I walk in, and there's the whole crew.
Oh, yeah,
they jumped up. Yeah. That was the funniest part.
Corey, we need this. I want this color. I need 14 more that are just like this. I don't want you to put this one out to the public. This one's mine. I need this with an orange stripe. Was, like, we hit them with a list.
But here's the final icing on the cake is when the totes of product come down this week. You might not want to be there, Rick.
Yeah. Got that vibe. Well, hey, a fun tech. Oh, how about continuing along with that? The previous question was your weather report. I'm very much excited to hear you guys, but I really like using Windy.
Mm-hmm.
Windy may not give you, it does. I mean, it does give you the swell forecast. It might not be the thing where you type in the name, you know, San Quintin, what's the weather, but I'm a big fan of Windy's forecast. And for us as fishing, especially near shore fishing, like you're going to be doing there, wind is the predominant factor that, you know, that creates problems or not. You guys have anything to add?
No,
site?
Windy seems to be the best.
Yeah, it's been the go-to. I'll sometimes use a passage weather too,
mm-hmm.
but just doing homework, passage weather, windy mainly, and then the NOAA buoy.
Okay.
Between those three.
And windy gives you 10 days out. 10 days is not identical, but it's usually relatively accurate for that far out. And usually within about 3 days, windy's pretty darn good. I mean, you can about set your watch to it. When they say it's going to start blowing at, you know, 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, boy, I mean, damn near 2 or 3 comes and all of a sudden you feel it. That's my favorite.
Convenient app icon you could click on right away. There it is. Mm-hmm. Check your weather.
And I think with that whole thing being said for Edamir Mesa, if you watch windy and you watch the patterns that develop and look at the weather or look at the ocean every day, you can correlate that as you move forward. It doesn't necessarily give you how rough the ocean's going to be, but if you watch it and watch the ocean every day, it'll educate you in what's coming up. I mean, that's probably the key to the whole thing.
Totally. Yeah. Ed, appreciate the phone call very much. Another good text came through for you guys. Hey, I really appreciate all this info on the tomahawk. Dave, can you tell me what's the length and the width? And also earlier you mentioned new electronics. Just curious what you guys have in the bridge to work with. And that was from Adam and Murrieta.
Yeah, so the boat is 64 feet long by 22, so obviously, as we mentioned, the bigger width, walk around width, and yeah, as for electronics, we are adding a new up and down transducer, pretty much sparing no expense here, getting the best one Airmar makes. It's this R509 LHW, and it's pretty much the most sought out transducer between, you know, a lot of these operations. A lot of these captains kind of dig it. And it's a 3 kW, so it's you know, quality.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's your main tool. That was kind of the justifying of it, is it's you use it every day. This is your vital tool. That, and we are also doing a Furuno radar, pretty much stepping up the navigation here. Not that the old one wasn't working, obviously, plenty good enough, but it was dinosaur and.
It worked, but you're going into all this effort doing upgrades.
We're doing it. I mean,
doing it right.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Sonar.
And yeah, sonar. So everything's, so we got the CH500 in there. I mean, we have the recipe.
State of the art.
We have what we need.
That's great.
To get it down, absolutely.
A question that we've asked guys that I know is impossible to answer, but I always like hearing somebody squirm. If you had to choose one or the other when you were out fishing, what's a more important tool for you, your sonar or your gyros?
The gyros.
Okay.
100% the gyros.
Okay. So you had to go fishing without one or the other. That's what you're taking, your binoculars?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly.
You can't go with
I was going to ask you, what about you, Frank?
No, I need them both.
That's the big thing.
How many pairs of glasses do you have on the RP, Frank?
We have four.
Okay.
Four gyros. Yeah.
Yes.
20 wow. grand in binoculars. They're that important.
It's at least 20 grand.
Yep.
Yeah. That's cool. Hey, all right, great question, Adam. Appreciate that very much. Corey, let's jump back into the phone.
Let's do it. How about, let's go to Chuck. Chuck from Dana Point. Good morning. Appreciate you joining us on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, you guys. Good morning. What a good fishing season we're going to have, man. I can't wait. Those guys filled up the Mexican quota. Was it because of volume of fish or the size of fish? You know, it just makes you wonder. But
it's a combination.
Welcome aboard, Dave. Frank, you always pick the good ones, you know, so I got all the faith in you. What's your background, Dave, and what's your favorite fish to catch? I mean, you're going to El Salto on your vacation or what?
Yeah, no, good question. Pretty much the fishing career of me started up in Marina Del Rey. My grandma would take me to the half-day boats, the old Spitfire, in 1998.
Wow.
So dropped me off on the half-day boats and started that and moved down to San Diego and went on an eight-day trip on the American Angler. My pops, John Pamplin, took me. And pretty much asked Brian Kitohara and Sam Patella, saying, hey, I was pinheading on a boat up north, and I'd like to start pinheading down here in San Diego. So he made a call to Booger on the Mission Bell, back when he had the Mission Bell. Taro was his deckhand, and basically started pinheading for Taro and Booger. And that was, I want to say, 03, 04. And then being at Seaforth, albacore were around, so of course the hot job was to work on an overnight albacore boat. So started doing that, just bouncing, just working on different boats, filling in on different boats until, started doing Fisherman's Landing. Did Seaforth, then I switched to Fisherman's Landing, worked with JJ on the Apollo, and then after that went to the American Angler. And that was pretty much my last full-time home was the American Angler. And then, you know, along the lines, I mean, along the time, just filling in the Independence, the Rooster, the Royal Star. I was kind of just gaining knowledge, just acquiring knowledge was, I mean, at least now, looking back, it was like, I was jumping around a lot. But, I mean, I think the big picture was, the big idea was I was learning from some of the greats in this industry. So you put that all together, I mean, I feel like I have a pretty good game plan here on this season.
You know what? When you really look at what he just said, I think that was a great answer, by the way. And first of all, Booger. Wow.
Yeah.
Second of all, Kiyohara. Wow. You know what? If you haven't learned something from those two guys, then
Your eyes were closed.
Your eyes were closed, yes. And then when he mentions being on the Independence and all that, it wasn't like he was fleeting around. It's just that when things slowed down, there was a chance for him to work a trip on the Indy. He jumped on the Indy.
Yeah, totally.
Chance for him to work a few trips on the Queen. He jumped on the Queen.
Yeah, when you're a highly desirable addition to the crew, it's guys asking you, hey, man, is there any chance you can fill in for us over here?
He was over on the Fortune for a few trips, you know. He was everywhere.
That's why I know, even stating some of the boats I've worked on, it's like filled in on, I think, is you know, a lot of those boats at least helping out, like you
said.
I mean, every boat needs, you know, help every once in a while. Guys want to trip off, something happened.
And probably gives you a very good sense on what a good cohesive team and crew is like, and probably the opposite when it isn't. And you know, and now you being in the front seat gives you a really good handle on what it takes to keep that good, you know, mentality and crew and team and all that kind of stuff together.
It's huge, man. Having that leadership and just that good positive morale. And it's, I mean, like you said, I mean, being in the wheelhouse of Kiyohara, I mean, you couldn't be in the wheelhouse and be hanging out. It was either ask questions or pick up the gyros, at least, for that fishing
fact. Wow,
he promotes, like, ask questions. And I still ask questions to this day.
That's awesome.
I talk to him on the regular.
I'm going to tell you a little story about Keo. My wife loves this story. He invited Kathy and I over to the house for, I forget what the party was. And when I got there, his crew was sitting in kind of in a circular bar. And Brian introduced me to his crew. And they kind of waved and said, hi. Brian blew it. He goes, what the hell's wrong? Get up and go over there and shake hands with that man. Yeah. And that's part of what you learn from Brian Kiyohara.
Yeah.
You learn respect.
Sure.
You learn how to treat people.
But he gives you respect in the same shake of a hand.
You took the words out of my mouth, and that's one of the things I have so much respect for him, is Brian comes through the tackle store all the time if he's, you know, passing by.
And lights up the place.
100% does, but gives the utmost respect to that I got too. Like, that's why I look up to him like that guy so much. When we have a kid that's in high school on a summertime job that's, you know, making leaders for a flat fall, Keo would just give that same young man the respect that he'd give Frank Lopresti. You know, he's just a really good person in our industry.
Pretty
that has no problem sharing information with you and telling you what it's.
You just got done talking about Taro. Taro learned from him.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know what? I have to mention this because my lineage and coming from Seaforth, and sitting across from Dave, and I'm thinking of these greats that have come from Seaforth and been groomed through Frank.
Seaforth has had a lot of good ones.
Let's start with Roy Rose,
number one.
How about Taro? Taro, mm-hmm. Another one. Next one that comes to mind is Aliar. And now we have Dave. I love it. Yep. And I'm sure I'm missing a few in there.
Yeah, but you're missing a few. But
Kiyohara being another one.
Oh, yeah.
There's one right there.
That's pretty cool.
Some good stuff. We're going to be right back. More of this good stuff when we return on Let's Talk Hook Up app, the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Mark your calendar for what promises to be the most exciting sports show of the year. It's the all-new, bigger, and better 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sports Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show March 2nd to the 5th at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Check out hundreds of sport fishing exhibitors, manufacturers, tackle dealers, fishing boats, fishing resorts, taking up the entire fairgrounds, plus fabulous seminars and a free kids trout pond. This year, the PCS show has added freshwater exhibitors and seminars to cover bass, trout, and fly fishing. Learn new fishing techniques from some of the top names in the sport fishing industry, from catching giant bluefin tuna, swordfish, calico bass, and more. Take advantage of incredible show specials from major tackle retailers and boat dealers. Talk to great fishing travel destinations. Four full days, Thursday, March 2nd to Sunday, March 5th. The 13th Annual Pacific Coast Sport Fishing Tackle, Boat, and Travel Show at the OC Fair and Event Center in Costa Mesa. Don't miss it. When you want dependable service for your outboard or a new or used boat, your first choice should be H&H Marine at their new location near where the 5 and 805 freeway meets. North County, Central, or South, the new H&H Marine is near you. They also have added an amazing lineup of boats for both fishing and pleasure cruising, like Barletta and Godfrey pontoon boats and Hurricane runabouts, all on display. Defiance fishing boats and many used boats are available too, along with Yamaha and Mercury Outboard Sales and Service. Speaking of service, Jeff and his crew have you covered. As a factory-authorized Yamaha and Mercury Service Center, H&H Marine will be sure the job is done right. They have Blue Water Basic, both sales and expert installation, as well as Tackacat inflatables. The perfect tender for your boat. For outboard sales and service, pontoon boats, fishing boats, and bait tank systems, check out H&H Marine at their new location, 10685 Roselle Street in San Diego. Check out HHMarineSD.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Top anglers know the best hooks are made by Gamakatsu. But did you know Gamakatsu also makes amazing tackle storage solutions like the G-Box 3200 reversible utility case for easy tangle-free jig storage? Check out the Gamakatsu Springlock Spinner. It helps give swim baits additional flash to entice those bites. Gamakatsu also makes a line of fishing pliers, clothing, and more. For the complete lineup, check Gamakatsu.com for your local tackle dealer.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, we're having so much fun in the conversation. I just have to say, Rick, getting to meet Dave, the new owner of the Tomahawk, is an honor.
Yeah, pretty cool,
really,
man.
There's been a couple in here that I've had the opportunity to meet, and Dave is one of them. And I just know that the charter season comes up, and boats get so chartered up, and if he's got an opening, you're a construction guy and have a group, or you're a business owner and have a group that want to go, like, this is the opportunity. Frank Lopresti talking about the limits and quotas being filled in Mexico.
I know,
and
man, that's
bluefin,
a good sign.
The bluefin not very far away, like... Right now is the time.
You're right. You're right about right now being the time, because we're going to turn around and the opportunity is going to be gone. You know,
it will be
open party is going to get full charter. You know, other people are going to take those charter dates. So yeah, you're right. I mean, that, you know, it's like it's getting in on Apple early. You know, because it will. I mean, it'll fill up, and there's no question. You know, with the equipment that Dave has, with the mentality that he's got, and the crew that they've got behind him, it's going to be a very successful operation, and, you know, kind of an opportunity to slide in on the ground floor, get your first rider refusal for your charter the following year, get all that kind of stuff going.
It's no joke. I bring that up as we come back, because it's going to be a real deal issue.
Yeah.
You know,
no,
as it has been.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
You know, and speaking of new blood, Frank, there's been a few exciting additions to the landing this year. Obviously, we're very stoked in talking about Dave and the Tomahawk today, but other passing of the torch this year as well.
Well, you know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to mention the fact that the Pacific Dawn has changed hands. And as you know, Pat Cavanaugh did an amazing job on that boat and made a reputation for that boat. And it's a very comfortable boat. However, Pat the last few years has been absent, because he now is fishing albacore commercially. And the operation, although it was still there, it wasn't what Pat ran. Right. Well, the boat has changed hands. Pat decided to sell the boat, and Mike Loust has bought the boat. He was able to get some financing. Fisherman's Landing is lightly invested into it, and I have a lot of faith in Mike. Mike wants it really badly, and he's down there working, getting his boat in shape. And, you know, there isn't a lot to do on that boat. That boat is really pretty nice, and he's making it nicer.
That's
right.
Great.
Now he's working at it, and he'll be on the show next week with Carl.
Oh, cool.
And the folks will get a chance to talk to Mike, but it is available for charter. It's going to be running out of Ventura, as it has in the past, for April, May, and June, and then it'll be here July 1. And available for charter then.
I got to fish with Mike on the last 8-day trip that I did on the RP. Mike was our engineer at the time, and a really, really good dude, exceptional with machinery, and a really fishy guy. Like, I think it's going to be yet another great, you know, feather in the cap of Fisherman's Landing. I mean,
that's
it's another really quality operation.
That's what we want. Just keep these sharp young guys at the landing.
Yeah, no doubt, man. That's cool. Well, hey, the phone lines are absolutely packed. I know everybody's excited to talk to Dave, talk to Frank. Corey, let's jump right back into it.
Let's do it. How about Hills? Hills calling from Ventura. Thanks for joining us this morning, Hills.
Hi, Hills.
Good morning, you guys. What a great show. It's just fascinating to hear a lot of history and stuff, and I can't wait to go on the Tomahawk. I have been on it before, and it is a really comfortable boat. I had a question for all you guys, and starting with whoever had the idea about it. is ringed hooks. I plan to use them for a drop shot style sinker rig this year. I'm wondering what's the advantages of a ringed hook in general or a possible disadvantage.
Great question, guys. What do you think about the ringed hooks?
I mean, if I see them at the top of the tackle box, I'll grab them, use them. I think it does play benefits, though, just having that line secured to that ring and that bait able to kind of wiggle a little better without that line being tight to the hook like we're, you know, familiar with on hooks that we've learned to like. But these ring hooks, I think they do create a good little advantage. I mean, why not?
I used to feel the same way Dave does. Now I don't.
Okay. I knew that Frank. I was very curious how this was going to go because I knew that Frank was not a ringed hook guy. So I tend to be the same with Dave. I'm a why not, can't hurt. But I know that, or at least I knew that Frank was not. You're not a big ringed hook guy.
I don't think it's that necessary. Yeah. No. If you got a good bait, it's going to shine. And as far as the, you know, and then you add to the fact that the hook is $5 to begin with, and you put a ring on it, and now it's $12.50.
You're not lying.
I don't see the huge advantage there. And I understand what Dave is saying.
Yeah.
It gives the bait, and that's the way I used to think, was a little more wiggle room, a little more freedom. I find it to be a little bit of BS, in my opinion.
I'll tell you where. Oh, good. I'm sure you're going to say what. Yeah.
Well, no, but for the purpose of a drop shot sinker rig, it's almost a necessity, though, I think, right?
I think that's certainly a point where it helps. That rig that, you know, Captain Matt Brawla from the San Diego kind of helped develop, or, you know, not help, but, like, you know, kind of put on the scene. Yeah, I think it's great for that. You're right. Yeah. Having the ring allows you to tie two knots and tie the sinker to it, drop real fast on those schools. Did you guys do much fishing with that, you know, on longer trips?
No.
Yeah.
No, we did not. But, I think there is an example where it's a must.
Sure. Yeah.
It really is. And because of that ring, it allows you to have the bait vertical. It swims vertical. So you almost have to have it, I think.
Yeah. And then that's just done so that you can drop a bait.
I got a question for you. How does a bait swim vertical when it's got a sinker pulling it down?
Well, here's the thing. But when you get down to 40 fathom, when Dave tells you the fish are down to 40 fathom, right? Exactly. It's so when you have your sinker rig and you're dragging it through, the bait's swimming straight up and down.
You know?
It also attracts the fish with that sinker is it's flashing as it's going down and down.
They might just eat the sinker.
Yeah, how
well know with what
I was just
what Roy
say,
and Eddie created.
Yeah,
they love the sinker.
I know.
Do you have any idea how many sinkers we sold this year thanks to Eddie and Roy? I mean, like, we damn near stopped selling knife jigs at the end of the season. Everybody's we need more Eddie bombs. We need more Eddie bombs, and you know, and then that brought on the. Well, you know, not all sinkers are created equal, and you need line, you know, or wire through sinkers, so the brass piece doesn't pull out. And that was a lot of fun. You know, something that almost started as a joke. I'll bet they'll eat the sinker. We had 20 fish last night, and 13 of them were on a 16-ounce sinker with a treble hook and an assist hook on the bottom. It was quite a bit of fun for sure.
I've definitely seen them work.
No doubt. He had another fun text come through. Good morning, gentlemen. I've got a question for Dave. Now that you're in the front seat and Frank talked about what he likes in a young captain, could you please go over what you're really looking for in a crew member? How do they add to the team? So what is it, Dave, when you're trying to assemble your crew? What are the attributes that you're looking for in a good crew member for your team?
I mean, I feel like some of the first questions that come to mind is your experience. You know, where have you worked? Do you fish for fun? Things like that. But I mean, all in all, I've seen some really good crew members come on the note of, hey, I fish from time to time, but I really want to try working on the boats. And I feel like a few things I look for is mannerism.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like if you start with that mannerism, you have the foundation, the willingness to learn, being ambitious. And really the only way you know if you want to get into it is just coming down the docks. I know every once in a while a couple of guys come down. I take their contact info and say, hey, come back when we start running. That whole idea, but I feel like mannerism is one of the biggest for me. I mean, because we all know how to teach, how to guide, how to lead, and it's just something I was taught by all the greats in this industry. But I feel like, yeah. Couple with
the, you know,
so much to be said too about the old school way of doing it. A guy coming down to the boat. Hey, I love this boat. I see you guys kind of coming through. I want to work with you guys. I want to do this. And or showing up with a pair of skins under his arm, saying, hey, can I help you guys get the fish out of the boat? I love that. That's the way that it was when Frank was a deckhand, and a young kid taking the initiative of doing that now. I know that there's all ways of doing it, and finding you on social media and sending you a DM and saying, hey, I really want to work for you guys. Like, all of it does work, but there's just something cool about the old school nature of coming down to the boat and offering to help out and saying, I really want a job with you guys.
Yeah, no, we don't see it as much as even in my youth when I started, I just remember seeing a lot more guys coming down the dock. I mean, we didn't have social media then. But even on that note, I know I do got to get the social media stuff set up here. I'm still old school on many notes, but be on the lookout for the new Tomahawk Instagram.
Cool.
I know I got to get hip with it.
Hey, I like old school, man. Come on. Okay. But I'm like you, man. I'm not a social media dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got a special.
We do. We got Captain Mike Pritchard of the Tribute is on the line. Speak right now. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, guys. Dave for the God.
What's up, Mike?
Looking forward to our first trip of the year coming this Friday. Andrew, I'm stupid. Just got into this thing. It sounded like a little hotel, very good cod fishing, and we have a trip coming up Friday, and I think our trip add that to an offshore bluefin trip because of all the crazy reports and from the surfers that have been out to us. And another one after the weekend after that, a play sponsor trip that's already a go. So depending on whether it's going to be rock, yellowtail, or fin, we finally got a nice window of weather coming up. So we're going to be doing that.
That's great news. We get that part of the season rolling, and it's going to be curious to see what these trips, like you say, the idea of call is always that great cod fishing, and then that kind of morphed into yellowtail fishing and with some cod, and then that turned into bluefin fishing with some, whatever. So it's going to be going to be pretty cool to see what happens this year.
Yeah, I'm online this week. Our Friday trip sold out. I know Andrew's got a little bit of room left. He's going to be doing one of the Colinette trips as well. So sounds like very good fishing for the guys that have been down there. The Pegasus was down there last week and had good yellowtail fishing to go with it. So, and I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen the reports from, guys out surfing Cortez, giant, 50 to 70 footers, but seeing bluefin on the lineup. So, you can't pass that up.
That's pretty cool.
Hard to pass up.
That's awesome, Mike. Well, if somebody wants to take advantage and get on one of those trips that does have a little bit of room with you, how do we do that?
Give Seaforth Landing a call, 619-224-3383. You can book through seaforthlanding.com, tributesportfishing.com. And like I said, we're going to be doing Colinette, and we're going to throw a couple of Cortez trips in there for February as well. So whether it's myself or Andrew on the Pacifica, there's some pretty good availability this month.
That's awesome, Mike. Great report. We always appreciate you keeping us up to date what's going on in the boat and the fishing. And, well, you guys find some fish. We'll have to give us a call next weekend. Let us know how the first Colinette trip's running.
We'll be ringing you up next weekend.
Look forward to
you
it.
You guys have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, Mike. Right, thanks a lot for that. All right, let's jump back into him, Corey.
All right, let's do it. How about Doug? Doug from Montebello. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Hi, Doug. Looks like we might have lost Doug there.
Okay,
maybe hanging
Robert.
On.
Robert from Canyon Country. Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, guys. So I have a question and a comment. My question is, how many people are you going to take on the Tomahawk on like a day and three quarter? And my comment is that I tried to make a reservation for fish cleaning, and they're already booked for August.
Wow. Oof. There you go.
Booming.
And that was all three of them?
Yes, sir. Robert, two of them are booked, and one of them, Mario's, is not taking reservations till March. He told me to call him March 1st at 6 o'clock in the morning.
That's ridiculous. Okay, well, I don't know what to say. That people have been learning, and I just don't know what to tell you.
Okay? I'm sure that's not every day in March, but, if you found yourself on a big day when, all of the boats kind of came back at the same time, that's a...
Part of the problem is that so many of the boats have gone to three-day trips, where they used to be an 8-day trip.
Oh, I didn't think
about
that. Yeah, not a spread
out. So now, instead of having one boat come in after 8 days, you've got the same boat coming in three times. It's just so hard to catch up.
I never thought of it like that. You're right.
So it's a nightmare.
It's a real problem.
It is a real problem.
I mean, a beautiful
everybody
problem.
Says,
yeah,
everybody
I was
says,
trying
no,
to.
Let's start a new fish processing. Well, number one, I'm not going to do it again. Number two, there's a lot more to it than meets the eye.
I'm sure.
It is a big investment, and the problem is you can't pay for that investment in 4 months,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because it's basically June, July, August, September that it's just to
the
wall.
The door.
And then October it starts loosening up in November, but it's those people in July and August that are, you know, and all those 3-day trips and 2-day trips and day and a half trips,
man,
and they all want to use processing. And you know, the only thing I can say is buy a fillet knife,
right? I mean, at some point you might have to if you
sealer, there you go.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Hey, we're going to be right back. We're going to find out who's won this.
Yeah, someone's going fishing.
Dude, we're going to have Dave flip the coin when we come back on the Let's Talk Hook Up After Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Your vacation bucket list can't be completed without visiting the Katmai Lodge, Alaska this summer. A world-class wilderness fishing paradise on the banks of the famed Alaknak River. Get in the action fishing for all five species of Pacific salmon. King, sockeye, chum, coho, plus trophy-sized rainbow trout, Arctic grayling, and Dolly Varden, both in the Alaknak and nearby waters. Katmai Lodge's Coast Guard and Sea-certified guides are fly fishing fanatics and know how to help you reel them in, ensuring your days are fish-filled while you enjoy freshly prepared snacks and barbecued lunches on the river. Back at the lodge, enjoy fireside appetizers and refreshments each afternoon. Delicious dinner prepared by the lodge's exceptional chef. Take a quick fly-out trip to Brooks Falls and Katmai National Park for world-renowned bear watching. And check out our trout fishing specials at katmai.com. That's KATMAI.com. Katmai.com.
It's time for the PowerPro 30-second seminar. I like catching big fish, and I like smaller reels, too. How do I make sure that I have the capacity to land the big one? I fill my reels with PowerPro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard PowerPro, so you get more line on that small reel. PowerPro has a complete series of highly effective lines, including the brand new PowerPro Depth Hunter Offshore, with different colors every 100 feet, perfect for flatfall fishing. Want to learn more? Check PowerPro.com.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Hi, I'm Pat McDonald here to tell you that the Hall Shows are back. Bart Hall Shows February 16th through the 19th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds and March 29th through April 2nd at the Long Beach Convention Center. Share the passion of outdoor recreation as we celebrate 75 years of Hall Shows family fun.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Man, this has been a really
fun, super fun 2 hours,
right?
Crazy how fast it goes, too.
It does.
I mean, I would say the same thing. 2 hours at work takes about half the day, and 2 hours of Let's Talk Hook Up goes by in a snap of the finger.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
Well, Dave, do us the honors. We're going to flip the coin, find out who's going fishing with you on board the Tomahawk on a day-and-a-half trip. This is going to designate whether it's a caller or a texter. Do us the honors. We'll see who the big...
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. We have...
Oh, texter! Texter just happens to be Kaylee from Chula Vista. Congratulations.
Kaylee, congratulations.
Congrats.
Guys, can't begin to thank you enough. Fantastic job, Dave. We are really looking forward to having you and the Tomahawk. And you'll have to keep us up to date with what's going on here on Let's Talk Hook Up when you start running. But March 1st, right now, you can start booking trips on board the Tomahawk.
You can start booking trips. And absolutely, be expecting those calls. I got you guys.
And if somebody wants to come fishing with you, book a spot, book a charter. How do we do all that?
Book a charter all through Fisherman's Landing. Landing a call.
619-221-8500.
8500, yes, sir.
And it can all be done on the website as well?
Exactly. As Frank said, any trip you see with no people on, you can take that trip. Those could be your days.
Frank, really appreciate you coming in, too, hanging out with us, talking fishing. We love it, man. man. Great time. And we appreciate you. A couple of great shows coming for you again next weekend. Next Saturday, Captain Carl Schmidt of Fisherman's Landing and Mike Louse of the Tomahawk. And the next Sunday, Captain Chauncey Prell from the CJ. We'll look forward to talking to you then. Okay.